You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
I want to cry. I want to lay down on the high. Wait, don't you see? I want to cry. I want to swim. I want to swim. I want to have a dolphin fin. Why don't you see? I want to swim. My tears are funner than everyone. More fun than you and me and everybody. Dolphins are like a pair of roller skates. They come in many various sizes and shapes. I want to run. I want to run. I want to purr. Sonify fun. Why don't you see? I want to run. I want to fall. I want to fall. I'm super bored of being tall. Why don't you see? I want to fall. My feet are faster than neon and unable. I can do anything I want under the table. My heart is smaller, but my love for you is taller than the sky scraping its head into tomorrow. My feet are faster than neon and unable. I can do anything I want under the table. My heart is smaller, but my love for you is taller than the sky scraping its head into tomorrow. My feet are faster than neon and unable. I can do anything I want under the table. My heart is smaller, but my love for you is taller than the sky scraping its head into tomorrow.
Yay!
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist. That was the Pterodactyls.
Oh my god, it was so good!
So we have obviously have some special guests here in the quote-unquote studios. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Sure.
Oh. Fight over the mic.
No, I'm Tyrell. Pterodactyls.
Michael.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. It's really exciting.
Dude, I think the last time I saw you guys play, you're playing tonight at the Anne Bonny, and that's going to be amazing. And but I think the last time I saw you guys play was at the YMCA with Kimya Dawson. And how long ago was that? That was like so long.
That was a year ago.
Exactly. Pretty much exactly a year ago.
Yeah. What have you guys been doing since then? How come we never get to talk about you because you never play?
We have both been living in New York.
Yeah, that's been kind of a struggle as far as playing shows in Seattle. last year I came back from New York to play the Kimya show. And then Michael was living in Seattle at the time. And now we're kind of back and forth because I'm still in New York and Michael is back in Olympia.
Oh, God, that must be so annoying. How do you practice?
We don't.
As we do on Setlist, we're going to play some local bands that are featured on the Strangers Bands page. So let's get into that, and then we'll keep asking you guys some questions and hear more about what you've been up to, and then we're going to hear another song, too. So first, we're going to listen to The Small Change. This is Cheating a Cheat. They're playing on New Year's Eve. Everything we hear today is going to be a New Year's Eve show, actually.
Except for the Pterodactyls.
Well, right. they're playing at the Sunset Tavern in Ballard with the Hormones and Tripwires on the 31st. This is The Small Change, Cheating a Cheat.
Thank you.
That was Voyager 1. That song's called The People's Candidate. Old hats, Voyager 1. They've been around. They've been around and around. They just re-signed to Loveless Records, John Richards' label. They were actually signed to Loveless.
Years ago.
Yeah, and then they re-signed. They'll be getting more play on KEXP now, I assume.
Zing!
Oh!
They're playing Numos on the 31st with Floater, and then the Burning Hearts Burlesque is going to be there, too, so you can see boobies.
Everyone's into boobies. Do you guys like boobies?
Yeah.
It's a black tie masquerade ball, so, like, wear a suit or something
but
nice.
But with, like, holes cut out right, for the boobies.
And it's $15.
Oh, God, that's nasty.
Oh, Ari.
What are you guys going to do for New Year's?
We're still up in the air. I don't
are you guys going to be here in Seattle, or are you
yes,
going... Okay.
I wasn't originally, but I moved my ticket back, like, a couple days to stick it enough. But...
You guys, obviously, were living in New York, but then you recently moved back to Olympia. How do tours work? Or do you guys tour much, or have you this past year?
Well, we went on one short, like, one-week tour where we were just tagging along with our friends at the pharmacy.
Right.
And
we like them on set lists. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're pharmacy fans.
And that was it. But we are planning a full, like, national tour this spring.
We get to go to South by Southwest this year.
So awesome.
We're going to go down there and then come back to New York so we can continue working and play some shows in New York, which we were playing a fair amount in the city. We've yet to be really embraced by it for them, like Seattle. But it's, I don't know. It's
how are fun. The music scenes different in New York?
New York weirds me out.
Really smooth bands.
Yeah, and I can see it kind of starting to bubble up here, but there's a lot of, like, jamming. They're really into jamming and, like, things fused with psychedelic.
Yeah.
But, like, wait, like, the good kind of psychedelic or, like, the bad kind of psychedelic? Like, the resurgence of psychedelia or, like, the still into the Grateful Dead, like,
I'm sure both.
Music.
There's, like, so many bands and people, and it's pretty wild. I don't know. There's
it's
like
pretty
zero.
Psychedelic, you might say.
Yeah.
I'm the witty
there's
one.
There's no all-ages shows, and that's really
oh, really?
A bummer for us. Like, nowhere.
Wow.
I saw once with... Kimia Dawson, and she won't play anywhere else.
But. Right. That's crazy. I would think they would have a big all-ages scene there, but...
There's not a lot of kids in New York.
Yeah, but there's college students.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just... They all have fake IDs.
No one actually cards you in New York.
Yeah, so... Maybe that's why there's no all-ages shows.
Right, because it's unnecessary.
Perhaps.
Well, we should listen to some more music. You ready for this, Ari?
Yeah, more New Year's fun.
Yeah, everything you hear today except the pterodactyls. Our New Year's Eve shows. And so this next one, Jacob Lenden is playing Science Friction at Youngstown Cultural Center. This is a really cool thing. It's happened the last 2 or 3 years, hasn't
mm-hmm.
it? And it's an old school building, if I'm not mistaken. And all the different classrooms are, like, turned into different themes and different DJs. Like, there's,
crazy.
Like, over a dozen DJs playing at this thing. Jerry
this
Abstract,
year.
Nordic Soul, Christina Child, Kid Hobbs, Fofo, Chuckasaurus, Jacob Lenden, obviously.
There's, like, 30 DJs. It's crazy. And it's totally insane because this year, instead of trying to do it themselves, they got like Decibel Festival and Sun Tzu Sound and Shameless and all the huge like electronic music producers or like and promoters in the city to put it on for them. It's crazy. You can find out more about all of the New Year's events, by the way, at thestranger.com/New Year's 08. So if you are not into this Jacob Lenden song or any of the other songs you play, or we play, you're not going to play any of them, then totally go to thestranger.com/New Year's 08 and check out all, there's like 70 different events. So this is Enlightenment by Jacob Lenden.
Good heavens, someone's caught my tinkle.
Groovy. rectally.
I'll get the lubricant.
There's no time for lubricant.
There's always time for lubricant.
All right, flip him.
Go.
Okay, here we go.
You gotta try to relax, buddy.
He's gonna be okay. Cheek spreader.
All right, I'm going in.
Hey, don't clench. Don't clench.
You're so brave. You're so brave.
A little more.
A little deeper.
Squeeze my hand. Squeeze it.
Almost there.
Open up. Open up.
That was the Moondoggies. The song is called Keeper on the Line. They're playing the Blue Moon Tavern on New Year's Eve. It's totally free, by the way, with complimentary champagne.
That's one of the very few cover-free New Year's events, so that's a good one.
A lot of them are like $15 to $20.
For the big parties. A weird thing where clubs seem to charge more on New Year's, and I don't understand why they think they can get away with that.
Well, party favors and champagne. That's true. You know,
yeah, you usually get free champagne.
Raffles
at
some of them.
So that's cool.
Are you a big fan of raffles?
Big fan of hats.
Oh, hats! Sorry,
oh, yeah, the little.
The sparkly New Year's one?
I like the glasses that the O's, since we are in 2000 now, the O's can be the I's, and then there's like
we're almost done with that, by the way.
Yeah, soon they'll have to be like
it'll
one.
Just be a one going through the
yeah,
I.
Yeah,
and
that'll make not so good glasses.
It won't work, yeah.
I think,
thank
I mean,
God,
I'm gonna,
I hate
I'm,
those glasses.
I love them. I'm going to wear them every day for the rest of the time that I know you.
Just to piss me off the rest of the time that I know you.
So you guys mentioned, hey, pterodactyls, let's talk to you now instead of each other. So you guys mentioned that you go on tour with the Pharmacy. And then I also saw that you guys just put out a record that's all Pharmacy covers. Is that right? Or
that is true.
You should tell us a little bit about that. How'd that come about? That's funny to just cover bands that are your friends.
It's really fun to cover bands that are your friends. We're sitting around playing their stuff. A lot when we were playing with them in the East Coast, and we decided to record some of it, and Michael recorded them, and then Megan's the Don't Stop Believin' Records was excited. She said she'd put them out if we recorded them.
Is that something that people can pick up from shows, or is it on Stop Believin'?
It is on Don't Stop, so you can get it on their website. You can get it on our website in our store. We'll send them to you.
It's called Mike Bowers.
Mike Bowers, named after Brendan Bowers.
Now, the Pharmacy going to cover Pterodactyls songs, do you think?
Probably not.
They might not be able to handle it.
They can handle it. We'll see.
Are there any other releases coming up, like, of original material in 2008? Do you guys have plans for that stuff?
We're working on demos right now of the second album.
Nice.
So I have no idea when we'll be starting actually recording that.
But we'd like to get something else this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun. All right. Well, we should hear some more music.
Yeah, I think we should. Back to the New Year's Eve celebrations. This Woo! One is going to be at the Skylark in West Seattle. This is another one of the
totally
very
free.
Few free ones. The Skylark and the Blue Moon are both always free, so it's cool that they keep that going for New Year's Eve. So they're having a big party with DJ Greg J and Beehive, who this song that we're going to play is called Better Than Lies.
Better than your lies, but you don't know. But you it falls from his hands. And at the strobe light service, no, I couldn't look away from his glowing red eyes. They still haunt me today. And he said, can you see through me? Cause I'm seeing straight through you. And the hearts of this town are blacker than midnight. The hearts of this town are blacker than midnight. The hearts of this town are blacker than midnight. The hearts of this town are blacker than midnight.
Those 1 million teeth, they're this week's band of the week.
You picked them.
I know.
Now Black we had to Hearts play them 2 weeks in a row. Thanks a lot, Megan.
You're welcome. It's a good song. Black Hearts and Firewater is the name of the song, and they have a couple more posted on their Strangers Bands page, which you can find at www.thestranger.com/bands.
Yay!
And they have some funny photos of, like, mouths, like Rocky Horror lips, with keywords for teeth. Kind of into that.
A visual pun.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you so much for the pterodactyls
thank you.
Being here.
It's so exciting.
I'm very excited. Maybe we can get you to draw a hand turkey for a set list listener to win. Could we coerce you to do that, do you think?
Yeah.
Because you offer them on your website for sale.
If you don't know what a hand turkey is, it's like you draw an outline of your hand and then you color
and then
it in with a turkey.
Each finger is a feather
some
or
people
whatever.
Might not have done that in elementary school.
Some people are stupid.
Whoa. Or foreign.
Right, okay, whatever. But you guys sell these on your website. You have CDs and buttons and stuff, but then you can also buy an original hand turkey.
It's true.
Do you guys really do that?
Yes.
Do you draw the turkey by order?
to order, and they have their name on them. And they
do you do good out. Business in hand turkeys?
It's been picking up.
Nice.
I mean, tis the season.
Right, right.
We average one or two a week.
Nice.
We're doing all right. We need a lot more money than that. If anyone likes to purchase more hand turkeys for their friends and family.
Right. What is your guys' website?
Pterodactyls.com. Terror.
Yeah, and it's pterodactyls.
Yep.
Yeah, like terrorism.
But I don't fear you. I don't fear you at all.
Not many people do.
It's hard to with that really cute little red piano.
I know. They have a really cute mini red piano that you can see pictures of online out. We'll put them up. It's really the most adorable piano we've ever seen.
Right.
That's ever been in the studio.
Do you guys have anything else you want to say to listeners or family and friends who are perhaps tuning in?
We should probably say that the last song we played was actually by The Pharmacy.
It was.
Oh, okay.
So this next song that you'll hear is by The Pharmacy.
Nice.
Oh, awesome.
Called Overcast Summer.
And this is the Pterodactyls playing it.
Thanks.
Thanks for coming in, you guys.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you.
If you have anything to say to me or Megan or the Pterodactyls, you can email us at setlist@thestranger.com.
Do it. I like email.
And if you email us, you can win that hand turkey.
I have short, stumpy fingers. My hand turkeys look stupid.
They just look juicy.
Have a good week, you guys.
Please believe me when I say this ain't the end.